hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari. Take it away, guys.
Once the door is locked, there's no way out.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Rams Pro Bowl defensive back Leroy Irvin. Let me remind you about Leroy's background. He's from Fort Dix, New Jersey, played his college ball at Kansas, where he's still fifth in all-time interceptions and sixth in tackles. He was a third-round draft pick by the Los Angeles Rams back in 1980, and he played in the NFL from 1980 to 1990, and all but his last season was with the Rams. He finished that one last season in Detroit, was selected to back-to-back Pro Bowls in 1985 and 86, was named All-Pro four times in 81, 82, 85, and 86, holds the NFL record for most punt return yards in a single game with 207 versus the Atlanta Falcons back in 1981. And if all of that wasn't enough, he shares the same birthday with my son. And we are honored that Leroy is back again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Leroy, Chris and Bob, thanks for coming back on
the
show.
Welcome back.
Hey, Chris, Bob, thanks for having me, man. I really enjoyed the last time.
That's great.
Oh, we're glad to have you back, Leroy. And wanted to start tonight by, you know, getting an update. It's been a little bit since we've had you on the show. What's been going on with you so far in 2018?
Just been hanging out down in Mexico. You know, it's a lot safer down there in the United States. So I've been down there about 2 days a week and then just taking care of my grandkids when I'm back in the States. So life is pretty simple. My son signed at University of Washington as a freshman. He turned down a lot of big-time schools, Alabama, you know, Michigan, USC, you know, a bunch of them. But he chose Washington, so I'm just preparing myself to go watch some games up there in Seattle.
And Leroy, I wanted to get your thoughts on your Rams for this upcoming season. The offense last year was outstanding, one of the best in the league, and they won the NFC West, lost to the Falcons in the first round of the playoffs, but got themselves back into the playoffs for the first time since 2004. What are your expectations of the Rams this season?
Well, I have high hopes for the Rams this season. I think if we can sign Donald, I think our defense will probably be the best defense in the league. You know, our secondary on paper is probably the best secondary in the league. Right now, we have a great quarterback and, you know, Goff and then Gurley running the football. We got Woods on the outside. So we have some weapons on offense. I believe that, you know, a Rams should definitely win the NFC West and probably should be in the Super Bowl next year.
Is anything short of a Super Bowl appearance a disappointment? I mean, they haven't won, like I say, haven't been in the playoffs since 2004 prior to last season and haven't gotten a win in the playoffs, you know, for a while, haven't gotten bounced in the first round last year. But is anything short of a Super Bowl appearance going to be a disappointment to you?
Well, I'm going to talk as a fan right now. You know, as a fan, you know, I've been hearing all the hype, you know, about how great these acquisitions are and how great this team is on paper, you know, and so I'm going to start believing a little bit of the hype and say that if we don't make it to the Super Bowl, it'll be a little disappointment. But as a former player, I know how hard it is to get there. Regardless of your personnel, a lot of things happen. You got to win in November and December. You got to get off to a great start. A lot of things have to fall in place for you. So as a former player, I would say if they were 10-6 or 11-5 and made the playoffs and won a game or two there, I think it would be a great success for them.
And Leroy, as you look at Jared Goff, sort of through the lens of a former defensive back, when you watched him last season, could you see a natural progression from him? Because, boy, he sure, you know, the year before, I think people were still kind of wondering, did we make the right pick here? But, boy, he sure did burst onto the scene last year and had such an outstanding year. When you look at him as a former defensive back, what did you see in him that allowed him to have such a great year last year?
Well, you know, Todd Gurley got off to a great start, you know. The best thing that can happen to a young quarterback is a great running game. And, you know, the year before his rookie year, Gurley didn't have a great season. There was a lot of turmoil going on with the head coach and Jeff Fisk and everything. So I think as a rookie, you know, it's hard to break in and play as a rookie and be successful. So I think with 1 year under his belt, you know, if Gurley gets off to a great start, the new acquisitions, you know, play well for him on the wideout, and the defense is able to stop people and not put him in situations where he has to, you know, score two touchdowns to win a game, I think he'll be a great quarterback in his league. He kind of reminds me of Joe Montana a little bit, the way he moves around and the way he kind of looks and everything. His body language is like Joe. And, you know, Joe had Jerry Rice, he had Roger Craig. He has some great weapons around him and a great defense. So if that's the case, then I think he can have a great third season.
Bob, questions for Leroy?
Leroy, we've talked in the past about your first defensive coordinator on that Malavasi team was Bud Carson, and how many guys we've had on this show who've lauded the guy's excellence and brain power when it comes to defenses. How much credit do you give him, Leroy, for you spending 11 years in the league?
Well, you know, Bud let me know right away that, you know, mediocrity is not going to be accepted. I remember, I was a rookie and we were in practice, and a guy beat me on a post route. And, you know, as I was jogging back to the huddle, he whispered, "The last guy that got beat on the post route is selling Coca-Colas right now." So, I mean, he really raised the bar. You know, when I came into the league, I had already respected Bud for what he'd done at Pittsburgh and, you know, being on a veteran team and just teaching you the game from X's and O's. You know, he wasn't out there working on your techniques and things like that. But he was definitely working on the X's and O's, and he had us totally prepared for who we were getting ready to play. So Carson, we still talk about Bud Carson around here. Bud Carson, one of the great defensive coordinators in this game has ever known.
And Chris mentioned at the beginning, Leroy, about your punt return prowess, and it's something that I love talking to guys about because it's something that not everyone can do. You know, they call it the kamikaze mentality, whatever you want to call it. So some guys, and you've probably come across them, that had a lot of talent but just couldn't do that. What made you so good doing it?
Well, you know, when I grew up, I played offensive line and guard and Pop Warner. Then I got to high school and then they had me at tackle. But I always wanted to be a running back. I idolized O.J. Simpson. And so I became, a running back in high school. And had like 1,600 yards rushing, and then I got to college, and they moved me to defensive back. Well, I moved myself to defensive back. So I always thought I was a runner, you know. So the only way I could get a hold of the ball for sure was to do a punt returner. So I took up punt returning at the University of Kansas and had a pretty successful career there as a punt returner. And when I got to the Rams, they put me as a punt returner, and, you know, I saw that as my opportunity to play and play consistently because, you know, back then, we had Rod Perry, Pat Thomas, you know, Dwayne Osteen. We had, you know, veterans, Sidney Justin, and they just come off a Super Bowl appearance, and the secondary was set. So I didn't feel like I could break in as a rookie, as a corner. So the next best thing was to be a punt returner.
And Leroy, when you got to the Rams, you wore number 47. Was there anything about 47? Why 47? Was there some special meaning to that number for you?
Well, Mel Blount, I wore 47 in college because of Mel Blount. I was a big Mel Blount fan. I wore 32 in high school, and when I got to the Rams, I got to college, they gave 32 to another recruit, so I had to pick another number, and that was my second favorite player, and he was a defensive back, so I took 47, and very happy I did because, it ended up being a great number for me.
And Leroy, when you show up and you're in training camp with the Rams, you're going up against guys at practice like Henry Ellard, Ron Brown, Flipper Anderson, Eric Dickerson every day at practice. Was it easier to actually play the game than it was being in practice trying to guard those guys?
Yeah, it was, the thing about it is, I had played against Preston Dennard, and I worked out in the offseason against, Harold Jackson and different guys like that. But in practice with the Rams, going against Henry Ellard, I gotta say, the best route runner that I've ever played against. And I would always pick Henry in one-on-one. And I'd never forget Henry Ellard. I always say, "Leroy, I'm not gonna go deep today. I'm gonna work on my cut." That's how good he was, because he would say, "I'm not going to go deep. I'm going to work on my cuts," and you still had a hard time, covering him, even though you knew he wasn't going deep. So, and Flipper Anderson, what a great talent he was. And Ron Brown, world-class speed. Ron, just world-class speed. You had to be on your toes every time you lined up against him. So, yeah, it was, practice was tougher than the game.
And Leroy, back in the playoffs of 1983, you had a big interception against the Cowboys, and the Cowboys were big home favorites that day. It was the day after Christmas, and you had a pivotal interception off of Danny Wyatt that came deep in your own territory. You returned it 94 yards to the Dallas 3-yard line, and it led to a 20-yard field goal that put you guys up by 14, and you guys ended up winning that game by a touchdown. But curious to get your memories of that game and that play.
Couldn't believe it. You know, I had been playing all day, and I was kind of tired. I should have scored. But I figured, hey, if I get Dickerson down to the 3-yard line, there's no way we're not going to score, you know. But Coach Robinson called Dwayne Crutchfield 3 times in a row and didn't give the ball to Dickerson because he thought that they were keying on Dickerson. So I'll never forget that interception that only got 3 points instead of 7, or instead of 6. But that was, that's all I remember about that play, because when I get together with Eric, like, we talk about that play, that particular series, and we always bring up the fact that he didn't touch the ball down on the 3-yard line and just blew us away.
Leroy, before we let you go, remind our listeners, how can we stay up to date with what you're doing now and maybe follow you on social media and hear the great things that you're still up to?
Well, you know, I'm on Twitter. You know, I'm political. You know, I love sports. I love KU football. I love Rams football. Now I'm following University of Washington football. I'm kind of retired now. You know, my memory's not that great. Moving around a little slower than I used to. So I'm not really involved in too much business anymore. But we do have a company together, Eric Dickerson and I. And we'll convince Phil Gama in real estate. So I'm just slowing down now. But follow me on Twitter, LARams47. And it is what it is.
Indeed. Well, Leroy, thank you for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. We hope you'll do it again during the course of the season, because we always love getting your thoughts and your insights.
Thanks so much.
Chris and Bob, thank you guys for having me, man. Anytime, let me know.
All right, take care. Leroy, all the best to you and your family. We'll catch up soon. That is former Rams Pro Bowl defensive back Leroy Irvin. And Bob, you want to talk about a guy who was a shutdown corner in the league back in the early 80s through the, you know, end of his career was in 1990, but one of the very best defensive backs in the league.
No question, Chris, and you made a great point. Practicing against some of the guys that he had on that offense and the defensive players he played with, you know, guys like your Nolan Cromwells, that was an incredibly talented squad, and also played with one of the great Hall of Famers, Jackie Slater, and we'll talk about Jackie more about it next time with him, because these are some special players.
Indeed they were. Yeah, well, those were great Rams teams back in that era.